Well, let's bring in Friday's Politics Roundtable. Axios Politics and White House editor Margaret Tolub joins us, and NBC national political reporter Sahil Kapoor. Hello to both of you.
Good to join you.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
Well, we just heard Domenico talk about this consequential moment in American history, all of these moving parts. What are your thoughts? I'll start with you, Margaret, about where we are right now.
Thank you. And I also want to apologize in advance. I'm at the airport on my way to campaign phase two, Atlanta. So if you hear any airplane sounds, that's what's happening. But look, here's where we are. We know where the numbers are heading. What we don't know is precisely how President Trump will respond and what that kind of pivotal moment will be. We know sort of what his pre-response has been. His team, obviously, filing litigation, threatening litigation, and the president claiming from the White House podium last night without any actual evidence to support any of these claims. These are baseless claims that the election was somehow being stolen, that these numbers can't be trusted. And so I think, you know, from the Biden campaign's perspective, time is on their side. And what's important to Joe Biden is to keep people calm, to have credibility, to kind of err on the side of caution in terms of getting out ahead of an announcement. We don't know, once this hits the official tipping point, quite how the president will respond and how the Republican Party will follow suit.
Sahil, I'm going to jump in here, and I want to ask you, actually, before I do that, I'm going to play a little tape from last night. This is President Trump, and before I play it, I want to again say he has no evidence, as Margaret rightly pointed out, no evidence of fraud, nothing of the sort. But let's listen to President Trump.
Our goal is to defend the integrity of the election. We'll not allow the corruption to steal such an important election, or any election for that matter. And we can't allow anybody to silence our voters and manufacture results. I've never had.
Sahil, what's your sense of how the Trump campaign is processing this news today?
Well, they are trying to look for any reason to stay optimistic. They are putting these claims out there seemingly as a mood stabilizer for the president and for their campaign, you know, to give them a sense of hope. But there isn't a lot of that if you look at the sheer numbers. President Trump is leading in North Carolina. That's the only one of the five battleground states that has not yet been officially called that he is leading. And he is trailing in Pennsylvania. He's trailing in Georgia. He's trailing in Arizona. He's trailing in Nevada. And if he loses all of those states, he will have lost the Electoral College by a margin of 306 to 232. That would be a pretty decisive Electoral College victory. And in most of these states, it's not going to be hundreds or thousands of votes that are, you know, potential for being overturned in a recount. This looks like it's headed Joe Biden's way, and it remains to be seen how the president will process it. We know he's not the type to, you know, who finds it easy to concede defeat. And that's part of the reason I think that he is saying a lot of the things that he's saying. It's personal brand management. There will be a next act for President Trump. And I think he wants to keep his followers, his supporters, on that page and make them believe that this was stolen from him, that it was taken away from him, even though there's no evidence of that. So they kind of remain big Trump followers going forward to whatever he does next. And look, whatever happens here, President Trump will continue to have a lot of influence over the Republican Party in the coming
years. You know, Margaret, exactly. Now, Margaret, I want to ask you about that. And that's why it's so interesting to watch today. And again, we don't know how these results will unfold. It is not official yet. But it is so fascinating to watch today how Republicans in the Senate, for instance, have reacted to not only President Trump's remarks last night, but to the news that the election, the race appears to be slipping away from him. What do you think about that?
I mean, look, I think we are seeing a mixed reaction where we're seeing some Republicans, although they tend more often to be outside of the Senate, maybe beyond, you know, their time in elected office, saying, hey, hang on, you know, this is about democracy working. This is, you know, this isn't about grievances or whatever. But many Republican lawmakers that are still in office, still in the leadership in the House and Senate or have hopes for 2024, are not abandoning him yet at this point. And I think those are the people that I'm watching. And the folks that I talk to say that perhaps the two most important Republican voices in the president's ear right now at some point will be Mitch McConnell and Attorney General Barr.
Yeah, well, we did hear from President Trump, so let's take a moment now to listen to this from Joe Biden, who spoke yesterday as the votes were still being counted.
In America, the vote is sacred. It's how people of this nation express their will. And it is the will of the voters. No one, not anything else, that chooses the President of the United States of America. So, each ballot must be counted. And that's what we're going to see going through now. And that's how it should be. Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well.
Sahil, what do you make of Joe Biden's approach to the last couple of days when you compare it to President Trump?
Biden has been consistent from the beginning in saying every vote needs to be counted, and he has not strayed from that message. I think as the prospects for President Trump have slipped away, he and his message has become more incoherent in the sense that he was calling for vote counts to be stopped in places like Michigan and Wisconsin while he was ahead before those late counting ballots, particularly the mail-in ballots, took some extra time to be tallied up. Whereas on the other hand, in Arizona, the reverse happened. He was trailing quite a bit in the early count, and the late ballot seemed to be moving his way. And then his campaign was saying, don't call it yet, count the vote. So there's not a lot of coherence in terms of the president's message with regard to what votes need to be counted here, what votes need to not be counted. This is him looking at the map, seeing his path narrowing, and just kind of hunting for any kind of argument that he can, you know, that he can muster up to keep hope alive that the presidency has not been lost.
Sahil Kapoor, NBC national political reporter, and Margaret Tolov, politics and White House editor at Axios. We can hear you there at the airport, the announcement in the background. Thanks to you both so much on this very historic day.
Thank you.
Great to join you.